welcome to the political cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program. And here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host for tonight, James Edwards.
All right, everybody, and welcome to the Political Cesspool Radio Program. I'm your host, James Edwards. It's October 25th, 2008, and it's our pleasure to be with you tonight once again on the Republic Broadcasting Radio Network, coming to you live from our flagship station, AM 1380 WLRM Radio in Memphis, Tennessee, and making a rare appearance with me tonight as co-host is my good friend, Eddie the Bombardier Miller. Now, this is a real treat for all the RBN listeners out there. Eddie is the third of three co-hosts that help me wade through the cesspool each week. Of course, you've heard extensively from Bill Rowland lately and Winston Smith a couple of times. Eddie has a very hectic work schedule that often takes him out of the loop on Saturday night, but a rare treat for everyone, particularly all of you loyal listeners over the last couple of years. Eddie is certainly a fan favorite, and he is called the Bombardier for a reason. Eddie, how's it going tonight?
Well, doing pretty good there, James. I could use a little bit more praise there, so I'd keep it going.
Eddie is the man's man of the cesspool. Eddie is the salt of the earth. And I tell you what, Eddie, you haven't been on a show with me in quite some time. I'm excited about it.
Well, you know what? I'm excited myself, James. As the good people out there might know, this is my very humble first appearance with RBN. I've been a fan of RBN for many a day. I've listened to Officer Jack McLam, amongst other people on RBN, but I'm really excited about being on, and I think we're going to have a bang-up show, James.
We are going to have a great show, and speaking of that show, Eddie, I'm sure everyone tonight, with the election day being only 10 days away, literally a week and a half away, I'm sure everyone is expecting us to have an extensive coverage of the presidential race tonight. Well, you're wrong, if that's what you tuned in for. As a matter of fact, we've been talking so much about the presidential race, as have all of the hosts. We're not going to talk about it at all tonight. Believe it or not, we're not going to talk about it at all, but we're going to make up for it next week when we bring in our Washington correspondent, Peter Gemma. Peter Gemma is a mainstay on the network television talk shows. He's a political commentator for USA Today and many other publications. Peter Gemma, a good friend of mine, is going to be on next week to handicap the election in a very special Election Day presentation of the Political Cesspool Radio Program. But tonight, we're going to scoot all that to the side. Tonight is the birthday of the Political Cesspool. In our third hour, you're going to hear from our entire cast and crew as we recap some of the events that have taken place over the course of our four-year run. We turn 4 years old tomorrow. Much more to come on that this evening. We're going to discuss the origins of Halloween. It's a holy European tradition, and we're going to be talking a little bit about Halloween as this is our last show until Halloween. And our guest this evening, Senator John DeCamp, a former Republican lawmaker out of the state of Nebraska. He's going to be on to talk about the dark side of Halloween. And we're also going to be talking with David Saeed a little later on this evening, a former Panamanian government official. He was the former head of national public policy for the government of Panama. So a Halloween special, a birthday party, and two great guests in the middle. You're not going to want to miss a single second of it. And when I come back after the break, we're going to get it all started. James Edwards and Eddie the Bombardier Miller here with you on RBN tonight. The political cesspool continues right after this.
Don't go away. There's plenty more of the political cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
Well, I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
You never know when an emergency will strike. Whether it's a hurricane, tornado, blizzard, or earthquake, everyone listening to me right now could find themselves without food and power with little or no advance warning. With over 14 years' experience, Ready Made Resources stands ready to assist you to be prepared. The Ketaden Vario Microfilter is a lightning-fast water filtering system that removes waterborne bacteria and cysts, and it also improves the taste of water. Ready Made Resources carries Mountain House Foods, the number one lightweight, compact, great-tasting food choice that you should have stored away as part of your emergency preparedness kit. There's free shipping on both of these items. For more information, go online at www.readymaderesources.com or call toll-free 1-800-627-3809. Ready Made Resources is here to help you be prepared. Let's return to the political cesspool and our own bunch of rebels, the political cesspool guys.
So today, I'll be standing right. You're actually going to be able to hear personally on the air live tonight from the man who does all of our spots, Art Frith. He's going to be calling in during our third hour as we celebrate the birthday anniversary of this award-winning program. Much more to come about that this evening. And by the way, I haven't made mention of the fact yet, although you've probably read about it if you're a subscriber to our email list. When you visit our fantastic and mesmerizing website at thepoliticalcesspool.org, you'll notice that we are having a little Halloween fundraiser drive. And no tricks here, only treats. If you donate to this program between now and Halloween night, we're going to send you a collector's edition comic book that we have, that makes a parody of the Clinton administration. And we're also going to send you a CD of 25 of the best of political cesspool programs handpicked by yours truly. So go donate tonight and make our Halloween a happy one. And speaking of Halloween, welcome back to the show, everyone. James Edwards here along with Eddie the Bombardier Miller. We're talking a little bit about Halloween because this will be our last opportunity to talk with you before the holiday. And you know, Eddie, I vividly remember about a year ago at this time, of course, we were broadcasting Monday through Friday then, and ever since we made it to big time on RBN, we only have to work once a week. We kind of like that, work less, make more. That's our motto.
Amen.
But nevertheless, I can remember being with you on Halloween night last year, and while Winston and Bill were out going to costume parties and taking their kids trick-or-treating, there we were having to go to work. But I remember having a very, very good show with you that night. We were sitting in the studio here at 1380 and talking about the origins of Halloween. And I remember it being a particularly good show, and I wanted to kind of rehash a little bit of that with our audience this evening as we just talk about this for a few minutes. Do you remember that show, Ed?
I remember some of that show, James. I certainly do. Because it was about that time thereabouts that we got in the meeting. One of our guests is going to come on tonight, and another guest as well that we might want to bring on in future dates. That brings Halloween to all too real. Brings the dark side out. For a lot of people that really believe in worship, the dark side of spirits. So I remember that all too well. Yes, sir.
Well, we're going to talk a little bit more about the dark side in a moment when we have Senator DeCamp on. He wrote the book, The Franklin Cover-Up. And again, we're going to tie all of this in just a moment. But I want to talk a little bit about Halloween, because Halloween always was, growing up, my favorite holiday. Of course, the activities include such traditions as trick-or-treating and bonfires and bobbing for apples, costume parties, the jack-o'-lanterns, things of that nature. And there's unique stories behind all of those traditions. Bobbing for apples, incidentally, was a Roman custom, and Halloween had several influences. Roman influences were on the holiday, as well as, of course, the ancient Celtic traditions. Halloween originated in Ireland. It was originally known as the Samhain. The Festival of Samhain is a celebration that took place at the end of the harvest season in Gaelic culture. Traditionally, the festival was a time used by the ancient pagans to stock supplies and slaughter the livestock for the winter. The ancient Gaelic also believed that on October 31st, the day now known as Halloween, the boundary between the alive and the dead dissolved, and the dead became dangerous for the living by causing problems such as sickness or damaged crops. The festivals would frequently involve bonfires there in the ancient Celtic rituals. Costumes and masks were also worn at these festivals in an attempt to mimic the evil spirits or to placate them. Fast forward to the dawn of Christianity, the term Halloween became a shortened abbreviation for the phrase All Hallows Eve. It was a day of religious festivities, as we just mentioned, in various northern European pagan traditions, until Pope Gregory III and Gregory IV moved the old Christian feast of All Saints Day to November 1st. As early Christianity began to grow, they essentially declared war on all things pagan and incorporated them into Christianity. So as we just learned, and that's a very brief outline of how Halloween got rolling, it's a mixture, of course, of heavy Celtic or Irish traditions, Roman, and even medieval Christian roots. What was once a pagan holiday became the Christian holiday, but is now a more secular or pop culture hybrid of it all, but still very rich in European influence. And, you know, I don't know about you, Eddie, but, of course, as European Americans, I take pride and have a sense of connection with some of these traditions. And growing up, as I said before, Halloween was always just the time of year I looked forward to the most. I think you were the same way.
I certainly was. I have some of my fondest memories of my childhood, even up at Dubai. I guess you'd say teen years was spent during the Halloween season. And in those days, James, you didn't have to worry about getting poison or razor blades in your trick-or-treat candy. We had old ladies. I can remember one particular place over in South Memphis where I grew up. We had a couple of old ladies that would go all out, and they made homemade treats. And I mean, it was just like going into a mom and pop bakery. They made cakes and pies and candy of every imaginable kind, you know. And it was delicious. They were just the nicest old ladies, and I loved going in there. It's a hard tell on how much they spent. They probably spent, you know, $600-$700 in today's money making all that stuff. And it was just something mystical about it. But
it's fun to be able to kind of have a throwback to your roots and to your ancestors. I mentioned this obviously being a European holiday or a holiday with European roots. The Irish immigrants were the folks who carried versions of the tradition to North America in the 19th century. And we talked about some of those traditions associated with Halloween, being trick-or-treating and ghost tours and bonfires and bobbing for apples, costume parties, so on and so forth, going to haunted houses. As I mentioned, just do the research on it, ladies and gentlemen. There are very unique stories behind all of those interesting traditions, as I mentioned a moment ago. But just one example, for instance, is the carved pumpkin, which is traditionally lit by candles on the inside, is one of Halloween's most prominent symbols in America, and it's commonly called the jack-o'-lantern. Now, I think we talked about this last year, but it's a little interesting story to get everybody in the Halloween spirit. Of course, originating in Europe, these lanterns were first carved from a turnip or a rutabaga, believing that the head was the most powerful part of the body, containing the spirit and the knowledge. The Celts used the head of the vegetable to frighten off anything that they were superstitious of. The name jack-o'-lantern can be traced back to the Irish legend of Stingy Jack, a greedy, gambling, hard-drinking old farmer. The legend says he tricked the devil into climbing a tree and trapped him by carving a cross into the tree trunk. And in revenge, the devil placed a curse on Jack, condemning him to forever wander the earth at night with only the light he had with him, which was a candle inside of a hollowed turnip. Now, obviously, after this tradition came to America, pumpkins were much more common and easier to carve than turnips, and so that's how that came to be. But did you know, Eddie, a little FYI fact, and we're going to get down to some serious subject matter tonight. It's not all going to be trivial, but I love kind of talking about some of the history behind the things we celebrate. And Halloween is celebrated quite a bit at the cash register anyway. Halloween is the second biggest commercial holiday in the United States behind only Christmas. Did you know that, Ed?
I had no idea. I'm really surprised. I certainly am. I thought it would have been Thanksgiving. You know, but nope. I'm surprised.
More money spent during Halloween time on Halloween-related items than any other holiday other than Christmas. And I want to get one plug in here before we get down to some serious matter tonight. Haunted houses are another thing that people always talk about with Halloween, and I'm not talking about the real so-called haunted houses. I'm talking about these haunted attractions, these entertainment venues that are designed to thrill and scare patrons. These are seasonal Halloween businesses. They include haunted houses, corn maze, and hay rods that are, of course, staffed by actors in horrifying costumes placed in certain positions to startle the customers, one of which is operating right here by our radio station tonight. That is Jones Orchard on Singleton Parkway right out here in Millington. Henry Jones is the owner-operator of Jones Orchard, and he does a very good job every Halloween this time of year carving out a big corn maze on his lot, and he's got a great haunted trail there. I know I took my wife to it this year. Eddie, you were there too. And Henry Jones, there is no bigger supporter or fan of the Political Cesspool radio program than Henry Jones. So if you want to get in the Halloween spirit this year, go out to Jones Orchard if you live here in Memphis. You won't regret it. And Eddie, I know you can't say enough good about Henry.
I tell you, I love Henry. A matter of fact, I was talking to my wife a day or two ago. He reminds me so much of my Uncle McKinley, my father's youngest brother. He's the most humble, most honest, hardworking man I've ever seen. He never says a bad word about anybody. He's just a very salty or hardworking. I mean, how could you be more hardworking Central American, you know, salty of the earth than an orchard fruit grower and a farmer? There's just no way, you know.
We want people to go and support Henry's business this time of year. We only got a couple of seconds to break. But the reason I bring this up, ladies and gentlemen, is because we need to take the time to learn about our rich cultural heritage and to learn about our history and the history associated with our people and our traditions, our holidays, their roots. Take the time to learn about Halloween, and not just Halloween, but everything that our ancestors have had a role in. But when we come back, we're going to talk about the dark side of Halloween, and there is a dark side. And we're going to be talking about that when the Political Cesspool continues right after this.
We come, walk down the street, we get funniest looks.
Don't go away. There's plenty more of the Political Cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
And people say we monkey around, but we're too busy singing to put anybody down. We're just trying to be friendly. I'll come and watch you singing.
If you can handle the truth, pick up a copy of Plain Truth by John Tate, a concise critique of contemporary American government for its refusal to acknowledge our true origins as a Western Christian nation. Plain Truth will inform and inspire readers who are eager to partake in the long and difficult process necessary to restore the American Republic. As citizens of this great republic, we can perform no more important task than realizing our duty to preserve our unique culture, heritage, and people despite a formidable foe within our own nation. Read Plain Truth and you'll discover the importance of identifying the cause, exploring the consequences, and discovering solutions to our unfortunate situation. The debate must shift toward a focus upon culture, history, and nationalism. Plain Truth by John Tate proves that racial diversity and Republican government are incompatible with one another. Plain Truth by John Tate is available through Amazon, Target, Borders, and Barnes & Noble bookstores.
Let me tell you why I take Beta Prostate. As a man, I know my chances of having an enlarged prostate is pretty good. As a matter of fact, by the age of 40, our prostate can swell to the size of an apricot. And by age 60, our prostate can enlarge to the size of a lemon. Now, your prostate is right next to your bladder, so this is the main reason why men are up all night going to the bathroom. A good night's sleep is important for every man and their wives, since every time you wake up, she wakes up. So what do? You see your doctor for checkups, eat a healthy diet, and take what I take. It's called Beta Prostate, and it's a natural supplement that helps maintain prostate health. Over 2 million bottles of Beta Prostate have been sold. Why? Because it works. Try it free today by calling 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. Don't put this call off until tomorrow. Try it free today. Dial 1-800-362-5848.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cartivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cartivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Welcome back to the Political Cesspool. To get on the show, call toll-free at 1-800-313-9443. And now here's your host of the Political Cesspool, James Edwards.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. James Edwards here with you, along with Eddie the Bombardier Miller, who is co-hosting this evening. It is Saturday night, October 25th, and we're live with you here in Memphis, Tennessee, and around the country on the Republic Broadcasting Radio Network and their affiliate stations. A little lighthearted segment there to kick things off this evening. So often the topics and issues that we tackle on this program are of a depressing nature, so we wanted to infuse a little bit of lightheartedness at the top of the show before we go back to depressing you. But I do want to stress the importance again of learning about our rich cultural heritage and the history of our people. Nothing is more important. But Eddie, as you said, there is a dark side to Halloween, one of which our esteemed guest coming up in just a moment will be talking about. That guest is indeed Senator John DeCamp. He served 16 years in the Nebraska legislature. He is also the author of the book, The Franklin Cover-Up, Child Abuse, Satanism, and Murder in Nebraska. Eddie, how does John DeCamp tie in with Halloween?
Well, you know, James, you were talking about our rich cultural heritage. And if all of our audience knows, they're far more smarter than me, most of them. Our entire race and our culture is continually under attack. All of Christianity, all of our holidays, you name it, we're under attack. Christmas, Thanksgiving, even Christopher Columbus, and Halloween doesn't escape either. The dark side we've spoken about could be linked into Halloween through John DeCamp and his sidekick, one of his comrades, Jim Rothstein. who have found, in their investigations of started over in Omaha, Nebraska. I'll just kind of try to give a brief outline of what the senator is going to talk about. I guess you could sum it up by just saying that child abuse, Satanism, and murder in Nebraska that started out as an investigation into a folded, a corrupt and bankrupt Franklin Community Credit Union over there in Omaha, Nebraska, and he got in a lot more than he bargained for, James. He the senator found out that there was a pedophilia, child kidnapping, slavery, sex slavery, people being kidnapped and taken, out of the state, all over the United States, and even indeed all over the world, putting into these brothels and people being used in human sacrifices, and it goes all the way, James. This satanic ritualistic worship, Luciferian worship. It goes all the way from Omaha, Nebraska. He traced it all the way to the White House and to Washington D.C. I know it sounds wild, but I've had people to tell me that I was crazy, that I was stupid and insane. But anybody out there that wants to work, James, and wants to do a little investigation on their own can find out that what I'm telling you is true. And Lord knows, Senator DeCamp has worked on a lot longer than I have. He started working on it in actually before 1988. I think his book was published in 1988, James. And as you talked about, as you said, he was a lawyer. He first got his degree by he went to law school at the University of Nebraska in Omaha, and he went to Vietnam. And get this, folks, he ran for office for the Senate from Vietnam. Probably the only person in history to do that. And his mentor over there became later, with the CIA at the time was Bill Colby. But I don't know if that rings a bell to anybody out there. But Bill, William Colby, later became the head of the CIA. And but he
so
got into
all... What you're saying is that we're talking with a guy that comes with a lot of credentials.
Buku.
And the investigation and subsequent book that came out of the research John DeCamp put into these... horrible transgressions in Nebraska always seem to reach a fever pitch around this time of year, this time of Halloween. Is that
yes,
right?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. It certainly does. Make no mistake about it. There are many murders that take place all year, but there's one particular satanic cult, and they have the ritual. They have these satanic rituals, and they prey on young men. And the murders always take place in a satanic, very rich, highly ritualistic fashion. They're always near water. Sometimes the victims are in water, and sometimes they're just near the water. But you're absolutely right. It comes to a zenith in how you could have the Halloween probably would be the very high point, and couple of weeks before, a couple of weeks after, going up into November. It's still a real high activity, and it kind of dies down until the following year.
But, well, Eddie, we just got a couple of seconds there. A lot of information there, a lot of which is probably information folks haven't heard of before. So we're going to try to get Senator DeCamp to fill in the blanks as to what exactly we're talking about.
Well, this will be a preview, James.
We got to take this break, Ed. Just sit tight. We're going to get DeCamp on, and Cesspool continues in just a moment. Oh, 30 seconds till music. Okay. Well, no, Eddie, it's great, and I know this is a research that you've put a lot of work into. You've been following Senator DeCamp's career, and if there's ever a night to have this on when it's appropriate, it's tonight on the Political Cesspool. And so we look forward to hearing from Senator John DeCamp in just a moment. This is going to be an interview driven by Eddie the Bombardier Miller, who's a big fan of DeCamp's work and, as I mentioned, has done all the digging that there is. And we're going to fill in the blanks when we come back right after this.
Don't go away. There's plenty more of the Political Cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
Let's go.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
At the time of death, loved ones are forced to make many important and difficult decisions. Planning together allows families to avoid difficult decisions in the future and gives you peace of mind now. Autumn Woods Memorial Park is a new perpetual care cemetery located 1 mile south of Goodman Road in Olive Branch, Mississippi. Autumn Woods is the largest cemetery in DeSoto County and serves the entire DeSoto County, Memphis metropolitan area. Autumn Woods Memorial Park allows for a dignified and peaceful final resting place. Autumn Woods Memorial Park is locally owned and operated. The staff is committed to providing the best possible service at the most affordable price. Autumn Woods Memorial Park now has side-by-side lots starting at $600. Come by and visit our beautiful property, conveniently located at 6240 Davison Road in Olive Branch, Mississippi, or call us at 901-521-9520. You can also find us online at www.autumnwoodsmemorialpark.com.
Flu and cold season are almost here. I watch as many rush to inject themselves with a magic potion of drugs to prevent sickness, never knowing what's in the needle. Now that's a form of trust I don't have. What's my choice? Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea cleanses the body from chemicals, toxins, parasites, and more. And the ingredients are written on the package. It's all natural, it's safe, and of course, it works. My name is Ronnie McMullen, host of the national talk show program, The Prophetic Watch. I wouldn't put my name and approval on this product if it didn't work. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Operators are waiting. Take charge of your life. GetTheTea.com.
Let's return to the political cesspool.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. The Political Cesspool radio program. James Edwards along with Eddie the Bombardier Miller this evening. We're giving you a slightly different program here during the first hour because of the time of year it is, Halloween time. But don't worry, we're going to get back on the beaten path during the second hour and, of course, all next week with our election primer. But as we were talking about before the break, our esteemed guest is now on the line with us. He is Senator John DeCamp, former state senator out of Nebraska, and author of the book that Eddie was just talking about, The Franklin Cover-Up, Child Abuse, Satanism, and Murder in Nebraska. Senator DeCamp, I should say, has been our guest before. It's always great to have him back. Senator, thanks for joining us this evening.
Well, howdy. Glad to be here, I think.
Glad to have you too, sir. And I know this is a very deep topic here that we're about to embark upon. We have limited time tonight, so I want to be sure to give you the opportunity to plug any websites or materials you might have that folks can get more information, because this is undoubtedly an issue in a circumstance, chain of events, I should say, that most folks, sadly, probably aren't privy to. And with that being said, I'd like to turn it over to my co-host, Eddie Miller, who is one of your biggest fans, and certainly a man who has read a lot of your research, Senator DeCamp. Eddie, take it away.
Well, good evening there, Senator DeCamp. How you doing, buddy?
Well, fair to middling, just trying to stay out of trouble, get along with everybody, which, you know, sometimes isn't as easy as you want.
That's for sure, buddy. Well, we've really been looking forward to having you on the radio tonight, Senator. And I'm going to try to say as little as possible so we can have a lot of time with you. I guess I'll start by we've talked about you being in Vietnam and running for senatorial office and winning it.
Yeah, I'm first, last, and only one you get to meet or talk to probably in your life. Whoever became a senator back here in the U.S. without ever setting foot in the U.S.
And we talked about your affiliation with William Bill Colby from the CIA. And Senator, I'd like to ask you: when did you was the Franklin, when you investigated, the Franklin Community Federal Credit Union, when it got investigated, got busted by the feds? Was that what brought you eventually first initiated your investigation into the child abuse and pedophilia?
No. The true story is, when all these stories started coming out after the Franklin Credit Union was raided by the feds and they found $40 million missing, and then a strange thing started happening. All these strange stories started surfacing on the streets of Omaha and so on and so forth that were getting some attention. And the stories were by kids. They were telling, well, I know Larry King, the man who was the head of the credit union. I flew on his private jet to Washington to be at a party, and I did this and that. And they were saying some weird things. They were used, these kids claimed they were used as drug couriers, because they could go through airports carrying stuff and get away with it, and that they were used for sexual purposes and so on and so forth. And I was one of the first ones that said, because I was contacted by the press, that I just really thought all these stories had to be pure fantasy, and people shouldn't be getting carried away, because the kids were naming some very prominent people and politicians in, Nebraska, but Washington and other places, and making some pretty wild, wild claims about sexual activity and so on and so forth with adults and kidnappings, and you just name it. And I made a statement that, well, if I really believed any of this, I'd do something about it and work to change it. This was after I was a senator, and I had been head of the Banking, Commerce, and Insurance Committee for about 12, 15 years. I was a senator for 16 years after I won election. And so about a whole couple days later, after my claim that this has to all be nonsense and unbelievable and fantasy, I got a letter from this kid. His name was Paul Benassi. He said, Mr. DeCamp or Senator DeCamp, whatever, I know you don't think this is true, but if you'd come and talk to me, they put me in jail right after this started breaking in the press, and they're holding me there for supposedly doing some bad sexual things or something. Anyway, he says, I could prove to you that it's true. And I thought, well, I better put my actions, so to speak, your money where your mouth is. So I, since I'm a lawyer, also, and had a law practice, and the kid was kind of calling my bluff, so I jumped in my car and drove to Omaha and got permission to go see the kid. And as I was getting ready to see him, this other chap was coming out, and he was a head psychiatrist of one of the universities. Beverly Mead, I think, was his name. Anyway, and I asked him if he just left the kid, and he said yes, and I says, well, is he crazy, or is he just making up a pack of lies? And he looked at me and he said, I'll tell you what he is. He's a multiple personality. And this Beverly Mead, the psychiatrist, was kind of an expert, in, I guess, in this multiple personality, which basically I didn't know anything about. But anyway, and I says, well, so what do you think about him? He says, he doesn't have to lie. Multiples just change personality. He said, I think he's telling the absolute truth, but proving it, of course, is another matter. And so I went in to see the boy and thought, God, if he's got the psychiatrist thinking this, maybe I better take this a little more serious. And that led to my ultimately, within a short time after meeting him and talking to him, and he told me where some things were hidden that would prove some of his stories, and I got somebody to look in the particular place, and sure enough, was a wealth of information that I then had. He kept a diary when he was just a little kid. He had this diary, so I had the diaries all checked and examined, and they can actually look at print They were all, you know, handwritten. They can look at print from different years and tell basically pretty much what year it was or how old it is. And these dated from one year after another because they change ink and pens change and I don't know what all. But anyway, had these experts examine them, and then I agreed to represent the boy, and that led to, as I say, the strangest adventure of my life and something I guess I wish in a way I knew nothing about today because it's so frightening and so horrible. And I convinced the legislature to start investigating it, and they set up a special committee, and they concluded ultimately that this horrible thing had occurred. But
what were some of the things that he talked about, Senator DeCamp?
Oh, the kids being participating in kidnapping and killings of other kids in satanic rituals, but primarily being used as sex partners or whatever for grown men, and particularly very important men in many cases.
That
was politicians and others, people like that. And as I say, it just got deeper and deeper and deeper. Finally, the legislature hired a guy named William E. Colby. Colby was the former, head of the Central Intelligence Agency, but he was something else. When I was a combat infantry captain over in Vietnam, because I had graduated from law school and was hoping kind of to avoid Vietnam, you know. But I got drafted, and so the only way to kind of stall going to Vietnam at the time was if you were in special school. So I thought, well, shoot, this guy named Richard Nixon is running for president, and he says if he gets elected, this war will be over, so I just got to stall a little. So with my doctor of law degree, I didn't want to really get too much problem, and so I volunteered, first of all, for officer school, then for jungle, then airborne ranger, then Vietnamese language, and guess what? They sent this poor dumb kid directly to Vietnam, and with all this specialized training, assigned me to this guy named William E. Colby, who was head of well, officially he was deputy ambassador, but in fact he was head of the CIA activity over there, and he created something called the Phoenix Program, which I used to try to explain and defend, but now I find I can't do that anymore. But anyway, and he became very close to me, and we maintained our closeness after I became a senator and was a senator all the time, and I'd go visit him, and he'd come back here to Nebraska and visit and work with me. And so the legislature finally hired him to look into certain things. And one of the key things that he looked into was the head investigator, hired by the legislature to examine things, a former state patrolman named Gary Caradori, flew to, Chicago, to pick up materials that related to the case and to kids being hauled here and there and pictures and all kinds of things. And he flew his own private plane. Gary was a private pilot, owned his own plane. And when he's coming back, right after he's picked it all up, his plane blows up and disintegrates in flight and crashes, and he and his little boy, who's riding with him, are promptly killed, and the one thing led to another, and as I say, that was just one of the dramatic things that Bill was investigating, and Bill Colby was the one that actually literally forced me to write a book. As this thing got deeper and deeper, I said, Bill, I just don't know what to do. The more I learn, the more horrible this is. He says, what can I do? I said, the law enforcement, the FBI is involved in helping cover this up. I said, this is the most terrible thing ever. And he said, I know. I've been investigating it. And he said, the best thing you can do is get as far away from this as you can. Just get away from it. I said, well,
who were some of the...
He's being hurt, and just walk away. I says, what else should I do? Anything? He says, yeah, defend yourself, protect yourself by doing what I tell you next. I says, what's that? He says, tell your story. Write it down in detail, everything, so no matter what anybody believes it or not is not important. What's important is you've written it down, so there's no percentage, no good reason to kill you or wipe you out, because that only gives you more credibility and believability.
And so that's why the book came to pass, and we're talking about your book, The Franklin Cover-Up.
Yep.
And in it, you detail the sordidness of this child abuse ring, child sex ring, Satanism, murder, all of this taking place, as your research alluded to. And I think the question Eddie was about to ask, the question was on my mind, you briefly touched on it earlier. Who were the people taking advantage of these children?
Yeah, I want to know. And also, Senator, did you get explain to the people about how the people, these authorities in Omaha, Nebraska, fought you every inch of the way, including the news media?
Well,
and name some of the names of the movers and shakers.
World Herald newspaper, the only statewide newspaper in this state, was one of the key ones, but the reason was I had identified publicly, as this thing got deeper and deeper, some of the more prominent names, and one of them was, of course, one of the individuals I identified who the kids were naming was a top official with the Omaha World Herald and one of the big owners thereof, and it went on like that with a number of people. I identified in a memo because I was being attacked by the press when I first got involved and started doing investigation. I was being attacked by them, so they said, well, where are you getting your information? Where are you getting? I said, hey, same place you can get it if you want to do it, you know. Go down any street, listen in the coffee shops, listen in the various places, talk to some of these kids. You'll find what's happening. And I said, here's some of the things you'll find, and I named half a dozen of some of the more prominent people in there that were regularly named by the children as either involved in directly or supporting or not doing their part to clear it up and so on and so forth, and that got me very viciously attacked by the Omaha World Herald newspaper, even though they had repeatedly, when I was a senator, had editorials and stories claiming that I was the most powerful senator in the state and in the history of the state of Nebraska, and one of the most controversial, yes, and so on and so forth. But so that's kind of how the book got written, and the individuals arranged from a lot of people in Nebraska. And so I said in the front of the cover of the book when I first wrote it, you know, child abuse, Satanism, and murder in Nebraska, but more correctly would be in the United States and so
Correct.
On. And that's what the book was about. And
well, you know,
right up to the White House, the kids name people, you know.
Eddie, just one second. Senator DeCamp, sure. We're going to go to break in just a moment, but I want to give you the opportunity to answer this question, then we'll go to break and come back and wrap up a little bit with you and give folks more information as to how they can research into this further. Because, again, this is just an issue that you're not going to hear in many places other than radio programs such as this. But Senator DeCamp, as a result of your hard work and diligence on this matter, did you help curtail any of this heinousness?
I guess I believe and hope that I've curtailed a tremendous amount of it and exposed it and had people be more careful and astute in watching out. And yes, I've really angered some people, very, very powerful people. But I felt I had an obligation to do it. And as I say, I wrote the book for my own protection as much or more than anything. When Colby said, just get as far away from this as you can because it goes so much higher and further than you ever dreamed and blah, blah, blah. For example,
I want to make sure we have an opportunity to cover this when we come back for the next short break. Where can folks get a copy of your book? And again, ladies and gentlemen, write this down. This book written by Senator John DeCamp is The Franklin Cover-Up, Child Abuse, Satanism, and Murder in Nebraska, an issue we're bringing up in light of the Halloween season that's upon us. That's in parallel with Halloween. Senator DeCamp, how can I get a copy of your book?
You know, I'm going to tell you exactly how, but I'll also tell you, you used to be able to walk into every single bookstore in the United States and get it. And here about, I don't know, 11 months or so ago, something was done, because now when you go in the stores, they tell you, oh, it's out of print or something. I've walked into some of them, and I'm trying to investigate and see just what's going on. But apparently, as they say, the powerful folk can do pretty horrible things. And one of the first things, when this book started getting so much attention and hundreds of thousands of copies got sold in the bookstores and so on, was they figured a way to get the bookstores to pull it. So I've got to figure out how to get around that. So you can
we'll figure it out together in just a second. Just hold that thought, and we're going to come back with you and wrap up this segment. We got 10 seconds to break. Ladies and gentlemen, our esteemed guest here during the first hour, Senator John DeCamp, served a number of years in the Nebraska State Senate, and he's talking about his book, The Franklin Cover-Up, here during this first hour about Halloween. We're back right after this.
Don't go away. There's plenty more of the Political Cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Are you ready for the coming winter? Are you really ready for the diseases that have been cooked up for this year? Flu viruses, staph, even MRSA, or strep. Remember, flu vaccines are made from past year's viruses, not what's current and coming at you. Go to buyyoungliving.com, where you will find the top standardized therapeutic quality essential oils on the planet. Order and try out the body and environment safe Thieves product line. The antimicrobial essential oil blend, household cleaner, foaming hand soap, spray, throat lozenges, and many more. Use pure therapeutic grade essential oils because they are safe and many are extremely effective at killing any bacteria, virus, or fungus, and they never become resistant to these oils. At buyyoungliving.com, you'll find out what it's really like to get your health back.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Welcome back to the Political Cesspool. To get on the show, call toll-free at 1-800-313-9443. And now here's your host of the Political Cesspool, James Edwards.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a very deep issue here and something that's probably quite alien to a lot of people, but something we definitely wanted to bring to your attention this evening in light of Halloween. And Senator John DeCamp, our distinguished guest this evening, we sort of have a tendency to want to talk about the story from beginning to end and leave out no details because it's something that as I said, folks just really don't know a lot about. We don't want to leave out much, but this is the nature of commercial radio. We can't get to everything in the time we have available. The best way to get all of the information about this story is, if it has indeed intrigued you, is to order Senator John DeCamp's book, The Franklin Cover-Up, directly from his office. Senator DeCamp, with that being said, give folks that contact information where they can get a copy of your book, and then with the time remaining, make mention of anything that we didn't get to cover tonight that you think they really need to know before we run out of time.
Okay, and to order the book, you write AWT, just the letters AWT, and then Box 85461, Lincoln, Nebraska, 68501. And the price for the book is $12.95 plus $4 postage and handling. And there's a discount for additional books or more than one book. And just send a check or money order or whatever, and we'll get you taken care of. So
folks, if you missed that, if you weren't writing it down, just go back to our broadcast archives immediately after this hour wraps, and you can get that information again. Get more information about this by purchasing Senator DeCamp's book. John, we got just about a minute left. Anything that you'd like to mention that we just didn't have the time to cover tonight?
Well, the best proof of the book is the number of people that came out fighting against me and ended up being my strongest supporters. One of them was the second in command of the entire FBI for 27 years or something out of California. He was hired by a group of businessmen and others to come here and prove I was full of beans. He came here. I just turned my files over to him, showed him everything I had. He ended up taking my side and upsetting them tremendously and ultimately becoming one of my closest friends. And believe it or not, he moved here to Nebraska and lives in the same town now. Anyway, that was just one little example. Another one, I did take the kid's case to court and won $1 million judgment for him, the little boy that was in jail that I was telling you about.
Right.
And I could go on and on because, as I say, it goes right up to the steps of the White House and some very powerful people, and it's a horrible thing going on, and it has to be stopped, and I hope I've done my little part here.
I think you've done more than a little part, Senator, and thank you for still putting in the work so many years after the fact by coming on programs such as this. We salute you, sir. Thank you for your service to your country, not just in war, but in this debacle as well. And, folks, we hope you've enjoyed the Senator's expose here this evening. We're about to have to go to break, but these are issues we want to bring to your attention. We want to use this program not only to talk about contemporary issues, the issues that every other show is talking about, but issues such as this that folks should be talking about as well. We're going to take a break. Thanks to Senator DeCamp, James Edwards, and Eddie Miller back with you right after this.
Way, hour number two of tonight's installment of the Political Cesspool comes your way right after these messages.
Let me tell you why I